There is no intro this week.
It's potentially storming outside, but I don't care, nor do I want to know, because I closed all the blinds because I want everyone to be able to see me and not focus on the background with this glow behind me. My hair is so soft.
Would you say that it's stormy outside?
Stormy, baby.
Stormy. Stormy. Stormy, baby.
I just wanted to say that I felt like Scott Disick a few episodes before because I felt like my hair looked ugly. Fugly, even. Fugly might be the better word. Now I feel really good about myself because I dyed it. I don't know if you've noticed.
I didn't. Not at all.
You didn't notice I dyed it?
No.
It's really dark brown. It's 4N. That's dark.
Look so at like- it. Almost what I dyed my hair.
You wanted to dye your hair almost like black, and I was like, no, Jake, you can't. You should not do that.
I did not dye my hair black. I said dark brown.
No, you wanted to do that. You wanted to do that, and you were like, oh, I'm thinking about doing this color, and I was like, no. I'm pretty sure I told... Did you do 3N or 4N?
I did 3N.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a little bit darker than mine, but did you... You did demi-permanent?
Yes, of course. That's why it's getting lighter.
Yes.
Every day.
Well, you don't want to do permanent because then when your roots come in, it's going to look so drastic and you're going to look bald because your roots are going to be blonde.
Sorry. Someone from my high school just ran past my house.
I would literally
have not seen this person in like actually 3 years.
I would lose it. So I was just like,
they're alive.
I'm moisturizing.
Okay.
The pump doesn't work.
Wait, is this moisturization hour?
Mine isn't good. Yeah, except you're moisturizing with a bottle you've had since literally your freshman year of college because you don't moisturize on the regular.
Oh, yeah.
Mine is...
I moisturize my hand. This is for my hands. And it smells so good.
They sound dry. They sound like sandpaper. That's...
I'm going to let you know they are because somebody, me, has been working on their car.
Tell us you own a Jeep without really telling us you own a Jeep. My mom told me today that I have to watch my tone with other people.
I love that. She's like, do not talk to me like that.
She said that I need to be careful with some of the things that I say because it could anger other people. And I was like, even if they've wronged me first and I'm politely telling them that, like, okay, I'll give you, like, a very vague situation because I don't want to explain it all. But someone was essentially, like, belittling me, like, calling me, like, a child, telling me I'm, like, uneducated, like, kept calling me, like, child.
Yeah, just, don't say my name.
Just not, yeah, except not in English, and just kept, like, completely belittling me. And I stood up for myself, and I was like, well, actually, I have a degree in this, and actually, I'm 21 years old, and actually, I don't appreciate you, like, talking to me like that. And my mom had a talk with me later. She's like, you can't talk like that to people. And I was like, what, stand up for myself? I can't make myself. And she's like, well, you just never know how people are going to retaliate. And I'm like, yeah, I'm really sure that this person's going to, like, dox me and then put hazelnuts in my food when I'm not looking. And then...
You would die.
Kidnap my cat or something.
Well, it wouldn't be hard to kidnap your cat when you're dead from anaphylaxis.
That's true. Today I had to hang up on Jake because I was like, hold on, Jake.
This is actually the second time she's had to hang up on me for this reason.
Did I hang up on you for another?
The other time you were like, I'm on the roof, Jake.
Oh, yeah, that did happen. And you're like, I can go.
I'm going to let you go.
Yeah, and I was like, no, it's fine. Like, it's fine. Basically, like, we have a, I don't want to, like, give the whole rundown of my house, but basically.
You're like, we have a roof.
We have
believe it or not.
We have, like, a deck.
No, that's, and. You can't tell them that.
Oh,
that's
sorry.
Too much.
Oh, ooh.
They're gonna find your house now.
Okay, well, I have a deck, and then also, like, it connects to the roof, and Clementine likes to go out there to get some sunshine, whatever, talk to the birds, do her, like, little noises, like cats when they get excited and they want to, like, communicate to, like, the birds. They go, ah, 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 ah. And so she does that, and she does do that. She does. And
that's so weird.
It's really cute, though, and she loves the roof, like, siding. It's not steep enough for her to fall off. I don't want anyone to think that we're being irresponsible. But she just loves the siding because it is, like, itchy. And it, like, she likes to, like, roll around in it and scratch herself. Because, like, cats like to, like, do that with dirty things. Like, if you ever see, like, it could be a pile of dog shit and cats will probably, like, roll around in it because they like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, Nicole, I know that you didn't listen to last week's episode.
Oh, yeah,
we
Tucker.
We did talk about this on last week's episode.
Oh, right.
Yeah, you literally said this exact same thing. You were like, my cat loves dirt.
I wasn't mentally present then, and I was not listening to the podcast.
And you're not mentally present now.
No.
So.
There is not a thought. The amount of times in a day that we all say there's not a thought behind any of our eyes, like, no thoughts behind my mom's eyes because she has chemo brain still. No thoughts behind Clementine's eyes because she has a Clementine for a brain. No thoughts behind my eyes because I have, like, chemo brain by association. No thought behind my stepdad's eyes just because no thoughts at all. Like, just no talk. No thought.
I like the image in my head of Clementine with a little tiny orange in her head. That is so cute.
Clementine in her head, a little noggin. Like, it's just all dark, and then just one little Clementine on a stem.
Yeah.
Like,
I love that.
Yeah. Wow. So I had to bring her off of the roof, and I was like, all right, enough. But my mom called me in today, and she was like, Nicole! And it sounded like she was, like, panicked. And she's like, bring her inside. I can't stand out here all day. And she, like, was, like, dead weight. Like, she, like, would refuse to come inside. Like, you know when, like, you try to pick someone up when they're, like, dead? Well, okay, I never did that. But, like, when you have to, like, pick someone up and, like, they're just no support from them at all. Like, it's just completely their dead weight. I've never...
People are literally going to start, like, some, like, crazy conspiracy that you killed someone because of that comment.
I have never.
You know what it's like when you have to pick up someone who is dead?
Well, that's what it felt like with her, because she just, like, was, like, limp. Like, she refused to get off the roof because she just didn't want to.
How would you know
to.
What that feels like?
You want to come over here and you want to pick up Clementine off the roof? I'll show you. And
yeah, she's
heavy
literally
now.
Like 5 pounds.
No, she's heavy now. I think she's like maybe like 10 pounds. She's Maine Coon. She's like...
That's so heavy.
I know.
Are you kidding?
She's like 30 or 20 or like 40%. I forget which percentage of Maine Coon. Like, she's a big cat.
Oh my gosh. Nicole.
What do you want
to say? Also, you forgot to mention that your mother literally makes you two take shifts on watching little Clementine out on the roof. It is so funny. We were on a call the other day. This
Why
was
do
the
you
call
want to say on a like, call, like, as if it's, like, a meeting? Like, we were on a call.
Okay, Nicole and I were... What? What do you want me to say?
Chit-chatting.
On the phone together?
We were chitting.
Chitty-chatting.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were just, like, having little
chit-chat.
I hate you. But, like, this was, like, right before she had to climb onto the roof to get her cat.
Yeah.
But this was the time where she didn't want to hang up when she climbed on the roof to get her cat. But her mom's, like, in the background, she's like, you have to stay out here.
Yeah.
You need to watch her.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
Because we take
like,
turns.
She's like, pull up a chair.
Yeah, my mom just started, like, pulling
yeah,
a chair.
Get
she goes,
comfy.
She said,
it's gonna
I'll
while.
Get you a pillow. She's like, you can sit out here. And
that
like,
is what she said. She yeah. said she'd get you a pillow. Does she think that you're going to sleep out there?
No, like, she was like
waiting for her?
I said, I have to go edit. She goes, you can edit out here. I said, I really can't, though. Like, I can't. And then she was like, no, you can. You can watch her and you can edit out here. Like, don't bring her inside. She doesn't want to come back inside yet. So I have to get her one of those... Well, we have a harness for her, but the last time that we put her in the harness, she was so traumatized that she escaped at lightning speed, and I'm scared that somehow she's going to find a way to do that through
the
harness, but on the roof. And so I'm going to try and find a way that we can just, like, have her out there, but, like, in a guarded area and just, I don't know, protect her. I don't know how to. I mean, she's not going to get picked up by a hawk. Well, you know what? At this point, she is so, like... I don't want to call her stupid, but she's kind of such an idiot that, like, I feel like a robin could pick her up and, like, steal her for its
yeah.
children. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
she's very tiny like that.
Yeah, she's small, yet she's big. Like, she's a mammoth, of course.
Yeah, of course.
But she's also a teensy little ladybug. And... Is that two separate occasions that Nicki Minaj has, like,
No, that's like the same.
Is that the
oh,
same
wait.
Interview?
No, I think it is.
She's
two
a
separate
cutesy little ladybug.
But
she's a mammoth.
She's a mammoth,
of course.
Of course, yeah. Oh,
this morning
I
watched an interview. Yeah, this morning I watched an interview of Nicki Minaj explaining what bees in the trap means.
Oh, and what did she say?
Well,
why don't you educate us, Nicole?
She was on that British talk show.
We'll put up
show.
The genius lyrics right here.
Oh, thank
scrolling
God.
Up through the video.
Yeah, no. So it was in that British talk show, I don't know what the name of it is, where, like, the background is all orange. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like, it's like a big stage.
Graham Norton?
Maybe. There's always, like, a billion people on stage. Like, I have no idea who the host is. I don't know.
Graham Norton. Okay. I think that's the Graham Norton
Great.
Show.
Great. And so the dude was like, what does bees in the trap really mean? And Nicki Minaj, in a British accent, goes, what do I want to say? And then she goes, let me explain it this way. She's like, bees means, like, you're in it. Like, I be in. I bees. Like, bees that you are in. And then she's like, and the trap is anywhere where you make money. And she's like, right now. You're in the trap right now, Playboy. And then he was, like, really honored that Nicki Minaj called him Playboy.
Playboy. Oh, my gosh. If only.
Yes. Nicki Minaj so that's what bees in the so trap cool. means. I never knew that before. We are in the trap right now. We bees in the trap.
Oh, my gosh. We're literally bees in the trap right now. That's crazy.
Oh, my God.
Wow, blowing my mind. Nicole, I ripped my pants today.
Oh,
I know.
In a good way, in a bad way. Like,
oh my gosh, in the best way possible. Do you want to see them?
Yes. Are you wearing them?
No.
Oh, then no.
I ripped them. I ripped them really hard.
How?
Okay, so first of all, RIP, literally, to my overalls.
R.I.P. Really that!
I hate you. I hate you so much. Let me say that to me again.
Okay, sorry.
So, this is... Here,
oh my goodness!
This is, like, I literally destroyed these. Look at that. I bent down to pick up tomatoes.
Your asshole and all would be out. Like, there is
no,
nothing...
No, literally, I had to run. So, it's like 5:30 in the morning.
Is that why you got out of work early?
No, I didn't get out of work early.
Did you wear those all
went
day?
Home. No, I went home. Oh. I live fairly close to my work, so I went home and I changed. But yeah, it's really bad. Let me like hold it up for you to really illustrate like how bad the tear is. It's like right down the butt crack.
It went down the leg too.
I know. Jake, and they already had a hole in them.
You know what that means.
I'm thick.
Ass is getting fat.
Facts.
That's what I was saying, like, when I was running in my cute, like, little stupid shorts that my mom hates. She goes, your butt is literally hanging out. And I was like, I just cannot help that I am too fucking thick for a small. Like, I just cannot help it.
You were like, oh, this used to be my size.
Back in middle school.
Back in middle school. Not middle school. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Well, that's good.
A college grad now. Yeah, I know. It was, like, honestly a really mortifying, not even mortifying. I actually wasn't embarrassed at all. It was very funny.
I wouldn't be able to, like, go back to work.
Are you frozen?
No.
If you're frozen, say something now.
I'm here. I'm literally here.
Oh, wow. You are so frozen.
I can hear you just fine.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Wow, you are literally... this is a mess.
Oh, my God.
Nicole didn't say this time that we didn't have issues. I'm sure she's going to call me back. I'm just going to let her deal with it. How is everyone? I love when I get to edit this part together and see what she said behind my back.
Hello. I was saying before
anyway,
that,
yes,
like...
rip my pants.
No, I was saying before that, I remember my coworker told me that she had to go home because she bled through her pants. And so she had to go home and come back. Why are you so shocked by that? You act like that doesn't happen. You're always
well. And then I thought about it for a minute, and then I was like, "Oh, okay, there it is." No, I literally thought it was like a huge gaping wound for a second, and then I realized you were saying she.
The wound
and then
being
I put the
butthole.
Pieces together.
The wound being the butthole.
Oh yeah, yeah. What if I went to them and I was like, I bled through my pants and ripped them.
They would
like,
be like,
imagine the scenarios rushing through their head at that point.
They said, they're don't like, come oh back gosh. At all. Like, just don't come back.
Yeah.
Get that taken care of. Maybe sew it up or something. Yes. And I was like, I just don't understand how you went home and came back. Like, I just wouldn't do that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like that is such.
You're like, once I'm out. I'm out.
Well, once, like, you, like, okay, like, every minute at that point matters. And if you're gonna, okay, if I, by the time that I would get, like, it, for my situation, like, when I worked at Bubble, like, I would have had to get in my car by the time that I pick out what song I want on my playlist, like, which era of my life do I want to, like, be sad to, like, which era, you know what I mean? Because I have, like, one
mass
playlist.
I mean, your shift is over at that point.
That's what I'm saying. That's already, like, going to take a while. Then by the time that I get home, that's another 20 minutes. By the time that I wash myself up of my asshole blood and then I, like, get changed and everything, and then you have to drive another 20 minutes. It's like, it's already like 11 p.m. and I left there at like 2 p.m. It just wouldn't happen. So I just,
yeah, and of course you have to do your skincare routine.
Then I would have to do my skincare routine because I'm like, I can't step inside my home with greasy ass
without doing my skincare.
Skin, exactly. Like, I just can't do that. And then I can't step into the home with my outside clothes, so I have to get naked on my back porch because I can't bring in my old Bubble Lake clothes. So I have to change into all new ones. And then I have to, you know, let my cat out onto the roof because I promised her I would when I get home. And then I have to, like, you know.
And then I have to go and get her. And, like, I know. She's like limping it, you know.
Yes. And then I have to go and call the fire department because she won't get down off the roof. And then I have to, like, flirt with the fire department as well and be like, oh my god, save my pussy, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just a lot, and I just don't feel like it would be worth it to come back to work. So honestly, commendable and props to you for you going back to work.
No, literally, I debated, Tucker was being so cute when I got back from work, you know. You know how
did you let him off on the roof?
No, I didn't. He doesn't like high places or anything. I should, like, literally let him. He looks so sad in the corner
let
of this camera right now. He is like,
let him out.
I'm gonna show you. Like, this is what he looks like right now.
Oh, let him out. Let him out.
He, like, wants
to
leave
so bad.
Sick person.
You sick human being. Let him out. Oh, I'll talk to the camera about my drink. Hi guys. Oopsie. Okay. This is my Prince coaster. Someone got me this. I don't remember who. I feel bad for saying that. I don't remember who got me a Prince. Oh, I do. Anyway, this is my drink of choice. I never, ever get Starbies, but today I did because I was like, you know what? I'm going to Joann Fabrics. I might as well get a nice little Starbies drink because it completes the mood. This is a nice little matcha. It's a venti iced, I don't know what GRT means. A nice latte. A good matcha latte. Very great. That's what the GRT stands for. Great. Venti iced great latte. Or if I pronounced it like it is on the sticker, it'd be Vit ist grit lat. So if you guys want that from Starbucks, just ask for it. Oh, with coconut milk.
Yeah.
So
just say you want what you want, the Nikki special.
Yeah, the Nikki special.
And they will give it to you.
No. You have to say the nasty special.
The nasty ew.
Mm-hmm.
That's
going to
get some people into trouble.
Why I went to Joann Fabrics?
No, I'm actually not, but
you're not
going to
ask me if I'm, like, doing well or okay mentally, because Joann Fabrics is kind of a place that I go for, you know, memories and solitude. You're not going to ask.
Here's what I'm gonna ask.
Okay.
Why? What about me makes you think that I care?
Well, we do have to record for at least an approximately like another 20 to 40 minutes. So I feel like it would be in your best interest if we filled up the time asking about me.
Oh, okay.
We know that there's not more to your week other than you ripping your asshole. At work this
and
morning.
Crashing my car.
Oh, and crashing your car, which you didn't do, but you know.
Yeah, go ahead, Nicole. Why did you go to Joann Fabrics? What's there? Do you love it there?
So...
Oh my gosh, it's like the IKEA.
I love Joann Fabrics, but the reason I really love
Nicole, you just like stores. You like stores, Nicole. You like stores. I don't even want to hear it. You're like,
oh, IKEA, I love it there. Oh. Oh, Joann Fabrics, I love it there. I love give me a sort of, like, emotion that I can hold on to. Like, for example, Joann Fabrics reminds me of the fall time. Especially if you go in the fall time, reminds me of Halloween. Reminds me of when I was, like, really, really sad in my life. It reminds me of, like, a bad time in my life that I romanticize now. And I love Joann Fabrics because it's comforting. If you had to survive in any store, like, overnight, like, if they locked you in the store, they forgot about you completely, there's two places where I would like to do it. One of them being Lowe's. You could definitely live in a Lowe's. Lowe's would be completely fine to live in. The second place would be Joann mm-hmm. Fabrics, because you could lay down anywhere. You could unravel all of the material onto the ground and have, like, a big-ass sleepover. What is this?
I'm trying to think where I would go.
Oh, or IKEA, but that's, like, a basic, stupid answer. Like, obviously, IKEA.
I think I would do, like...
Lush! Like, so you can smell everything.
Oh, Lush. Yeah, Lush would be nice, except for the fact that there's absolutely no food in that entire store, and I would die.
I don't know. Half the stuff is edible, because it's made out of, like, almonds and
That's true, but flowers. Does it taste good?
No. We're talking about trying to sustain ourselves. We're not here for the taste. As long as you smell good, who cares? They have, like...
That's so true.
Oh my god, what about the lip scrubs? You could survive off of eating like one lip yum. Scrub per
I could
hour.
Eat like six of those all yeah, at once exactly. just for dinner. I'm like,
they have a cookie dough flavor.
No, and those
one.
Are so tiny. I would just like take the container and like shake it into.
Why
my
haven't
mouth.
We done that yet?
And then like I'd be like, yum. It's like a little lip scrub shot.
Why didn't we do that yet? Like I feel like that's something that would have been done by now. Someone definitely goes into Lush at least like once a day. You know how like at Trader Joe's you can get those like energy shots, like the ginger shots, like the immunity shots or whatever. Someone 100% goes into Lush Cosmetics mm-mm. and orders one lip scrub as like their energy shot of the day. I would if I worked at the mall still.
Nicole, I have to like hold you like up here so that you're like actually like a human being and not like a complete fuzz blob.
Oh. Then that's something to
so
do.
So this is the...
Don't ever do that again. Wait, take a screenshot.
Are you okay with the podcast being done like this?
Let me take a screenshot of you. Oh, I accidentally turned off my phone.
You're like, I closed my phone.
Okay, do it again. We'll insert it in the podcast right now. Okay. Let me talk
Nicole.
About Joann Fabrics.
I will let you talk about Joann Fabrics when I don't know. Go ahead.
Can I talk about Joann Fabrics now?
Yeah, go. Talk about
Okay, it. Well, I'm going for a photo shoot tomorrow.
Oh, wow. So you are... So for what, Nicole? What is your photo shoot for?
Why am I like laying on the ground? I feel like I'm like just like a baby. Like, have you seen a TikTok of the... I'll send it to you so that you put it in the podcast. But there's this podcast of a child literally like laying on the ground. Like just like... Just scrambling. No, like looks like it's completing photosynthesis. What?
No, I haven't seen that.
Oh, I'll send it to you. It's very funny.
But I have seen the one where the two kids are like... in the gymnasium and they're like voguing to that music and then like he does like a death drop and I think about that all the time. Do you know that one?
No.
We're oh, on different I'll sides insert of it right here.
You're on
No, a- it's not a TikTok. It's a very popular video from oh, the internet.
I was gonna say you're before. On voguing baby TikTok and I'm abandoned baby TikTok. But no, I'm going...
Abandoned baby TikTok.
I'm going to Philly tomorrow for a photo shoot. For
some... Meet up in Philly tomorrow. Be there,
I
fans.
Don't know about all that. I have a,
they,
something...
They literally are not going to have watched this by the time you...
I know that. Big things coming. That's all that I'll say. But big things coming, and it's been a long time coming. It's literally been a year. So anyway, I'm very excited for it tomorrow. And now that I'm just a little vacuumed baby, and I can go out and roam. Oh my god, I'm gonna go to my old pho place, and I'm gonna go say hi. I'm gonna ask if they recognize me. I know that I've gotten hotter and sexier since that time, but I just want to see. Like the last time that they saw me, I was blonde. And sad, and now I'm not blonde and I'm happy, so I can't wait for them to see me. And then on top of that, I can't wait to drive through Philly and reminisce and also feel kind of shitty about myself because I don't have grad pictures.
Oh yeah, neither do I.
Yeah, what do we do about that?
Wait, first of all, everybody started copying us. I don't know if you noticed recently.
Everyone's
all like
graduating.
Last day of classes, graduation. I'm like, I'm pretty sure I did that first. I'm pretty sure I did that first.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy how much... I'm pretty
sure I did that first.
It's kind of crazy how much people will go to the extent of, like, literally graduating college so that they'll be like you. Isn't that
just so they can be like us. It's kind of... That's really disgusting. Honestly, why don't you all become a little more original, okay? Find your own personality and stop trying so hard.
And honestly, honor the people who came before you. The actual real alumna, which is us. If you're going to graduate from Temple University, pay some respect.
Yeah.
Ew, I really
don't. We paved the way for you. You wouldn't even be able to graduate if it weren't for us. What were we talking about?
I said that I'm going for...
Oh, you're going to Philly. This is the second time Nicole has gone to Philly in the last, I don't know, year. And she knows that I live very close to Philly, and she has not said anything.
I've literally visited you twice.
I know, but it would be a very easy drive.
What do you want me to do? Do you want me to come visit you?
No, why would I want that? I can easily come to Philly.
I'm thinking about going to Lederhose tomorrow.
Why don't you just go to Philly? Why don't we just go to Philly? I would love to go to Philly.
It's not that I don't want to. It's that I'm doing, like, a full day, like, photo shoot type thing. And so, like, I don't
know what... But she's going to get pho? You're going to get pho?
I need to eat at some point. I need to eat. Don't I need to eat?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
I need to feed my photographer.
I need to eat at some point. I need... You know who you remind me of? Fashion blogger or whatever on TikTok. Yes. That's who you sound like right now.
I need to eat at some point, don't I? I literally need to eat. I can't go all day without eating. I need to pay my photographer. Yeah. And I need to feed her as well. Yes. I can't let her die on the time of my shoot. Yeah, so it's going to be a good time.
Yes. Oh, I love that girl. She's hilarious. It's an average fashion blogger. Yeah, she's funny.
Yeah, average fashion blogger. Yeah, she is funny.
She needs to... I think she should be more popular than she is. Like, her and Brittany Broski need to, like, get together and, like, do something.
I feel like they're friends.
Okay.
I think about that sometimes, about how you're Brittany Broski's, what are they called?
And you're an average fashion blogger.
Yeah, you're Brittany Broski's, what is it called in a musical when you're...
Swing.
What?
Swing?
No, it's when you're...
Yes, we talked about this. I'm her understudy.
Understudy.
Yes, but I'm the swing of the show that is Among Us with friends, with Alex World friends. Mm-hmm. Jake, Alex World?
It's Alex's World.
Oh, Alex's.
No. It's Alex's World.
It's not it's Alex's World. It's Alex's World.
Yes.
Okay, I love that. What were you gonna say, Nicole?
This is the second time that you fucked up. Sienna posted on her story from last week where you're like, Sienna, when you...
Oh, but did she post the week where you forgot what the complete name of the freaking podcast was?
Yes, because I explained to her what was going on. She texted me and she found it funny. We're fine. We're all good. Also, wait, I need to make an announcement in this
podcast. But I didn't even get a chance to explain myself.
Who gives a shit? I need to explain myself quickly on this podcast episode before I forget. I saw some angry people. I don't think they're actually, like, angry. I think they were just trying to help me and correct me. In the last podcast episode, or the one prior, the IKEA episode, the Portugal thing, I accidentally said that Portuguese is not the most common language in Portugal, when it is. That's not what I meant.
And I accidentally agreed.
No, I fucked up. I literally, like, afterwards I was like, what? You know this? No, I'm really, really meant to say that a lot of people don't know that Portuguese is the number one language in Brazil, because a lot of people, if you ask them what's the number one language in Brazil, they're either going to say Spanish or they're going to say Brazilian. Have you ever seen that one interview of Bush? I feel like we've talked about this on this podcast before, where Bush, someone said, like, hey, like, 10 Brazilians are dead or something like that. And then Bush said, how many are a Brazilian? You don't know what I'm talking about? Do you get...
I have no idea what you're talking about. That completely goes over my head.
But do you not understand, like, what he, how stupid he was to say that?
Wait, can you explain it again?
Oh my god. You literally look like you're texting right now, so I don't know if I'm...
It's because, Nicole, because I, no, explain your thing and then I'll explain why I'm holding the phone like this.
Okay, great. No, someone said to Bush once, it was like a certain amount of Brazilian people had died in an attack where something happened. And they said, like, Mr. President, like, 10 Brazilians people are dead. And Bush said, how many is a Brazilian? Like, they meant someone from,
like,
Brazil.
Like a million or something?
Right, because he's a dumbass. Gosh. But anyway, no. And so what I'm trying to say is that a lot of people would not know that Portuguese, I mean, maybe they would, but at least, like, people that I know have either said, like, oh, Spanish is the number one language of Brazil, or they would say Brazilian is a language of Brazil. So that's why what I was trying to get at, and I'm sorry, that's not what I meant. I promise. I remember somebody was like, Nicole, what did they teach you in history class? And honestly, not a lot. I'm going to be completely honest. I didn't know about Chernobyl until a few years ago. Like, we just were not taught that in our curriculum. Were you taught about Chernobyl in high school?
No, but I watched a horror movie about it.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people said. They either said, no, I didn't learn about it, but I saw a movie on it or a documentary on it.
Watched that movie called Chernobyl.
No, it was like a complete, like, shocked me. And then my mom was like, you absolute shithead. Like, yes, this happened not far from us. But anyway, yes.
Is that why you're like that?
Me, personally, from...
Yeah, is that why your head's shaped like that?
Well, considering that I was born in America many years later, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, great.
So your head's just we got that out of the way. Weirdly shaped for no reason?
It's just like that, yeah. I can't
explain. Oh, okay, that's fine. As long as we cleared that up. I'm kidding. Additionally, Nicole, I did something, and this is why I'm holding my phone like I'm texting, which I'm not texting. I went behind your back. Are you going to gasp? Thank you. Yeah, I went behind your back, and I asked on Instagram. I said, shh, I'm not prepared with notes to record. I saw your tweet. What should I talk about today? Do not tell Nicole. So first of all, let me know if anybody told you.
You've never been prepared with notes ever. I don't know why suddenly now.
I don't know about ever. I think at least 7 of these episodes I have a notes for.
We came so prepared the first few episodes, and then we both simultaneously decided, like, oh, I think it's better off when we just record our own conversations. And that was fine. The only reason I still take notes is because I don't have the mental ability any longer to retain any information ever. I think it's getting better, though. I've been taking pills. But, like...
Oh, well, actually, this is really good because a lot of people told me to ask you about your... about your fish oil.
I don't take fish oil.
Omega-3s.
People told me...
You literally told me that you took...
I don't take fucking fish oil. I'm vegan.
Oh my gosh. Do you want to calm down there?
I take omega-3, but it's a vegetable one.
Somebody said omega fish oil. That's what it was. So, well, Nicole doesn't take omega fish oils. She takes omega-3s, which are vegetable-based.
Well, what do you want me to say about them? They've been going really well. I really like the way that they sound inside of the pill bottle. Like, sometimes when I go through Target or something, I shake all the pill bottles if they're, like, the ones in, like, the jelly capsules because they just...
So do you just, like, bring around your fish oil? Or, I'm sorry, not your fish oil.
Yeah, don't fucking call it fish oil. I'm vegan,
Jake. Do you just bring around your omega-3 with you?
Yeah, it's like a little maraca. Like, and I shake jar. It when I get nervous.
I love that.
Oh, and that's it, nice. It just like makes a
little
like
fidget toy.
Yeah, it's like a fidget spinner, except, you know, I had a, that reminds me, I have a plastic, how do I put this? I know of a plastic surgeon who I've been, not for me, oh my god, it doesn't matter. He was explaining how he can make nipples on any part of your body, like, ever.
Nicole,
like,
not a single person said anything and you got, like, so heated. Literally, there's nobody here. You were like, a plastic surgeon? Not for me. Oh my gosh. I didn't even say anything. I didn't even think, oh, Nicole's getting plastic surgery.
No, and he was like, I could make a nipple on my thigh right now, but it would be like a little fidget spinner because it would serve no purpose whatsoever. Because there's like a certain way that you can just like cut into the skin and it could become like a little fidget spinner. I don't know. I just thought that was kind of cute. So anyway, thinking about getting nipples on my thighs.
That's literally the most disgusting thing I've ever heard in my entire life. Do you understand? Okay. That is like so gross. A little nipple fidget spinner on your thigh? That's so disgusting.
I get nervous, and I don't always have my omega 3.
Oh my gosh, that is like, that's putrid. Disgusting.
What more do people want to know about me? I'd love to hear what people want.
They don't want to know anything about you.
Oh, well, I thought that they did.
Somebody said B complex vitamins.
Oh my god, why are people in love with my vitamin talks? Like, should I do a whole podcast episode about my vitamins that I take?
I think we should. I think you should. Not we. I shouldn't have said we, because
that's
I don't
a
want
fast
to
way to
that.
Get canceled. Yes, I do.
What? A vitamin talk?
Yes. People get heated when it comes
really?
To vitamins.
Really? Why? Oh.
People just get heated when it comes to vitamins and health in general. Yes.
Like, actually, you shouldn't have vitamin C. It's really bad for you.
No, I would.
I'm sorry.
Like
I'm definitely gonna delete that based off of how I'm scared of how they're gonna react to me screaming that.
The vitamin
them.
Community.
So that's not gonna go in. Yeah, I didn't mean to anger the vitamin, the vitamin heads.
I do take a B12. I would just like to say that I got my B12 tested recently, and it's beautiful, and I'm perfect, and I would just like to say that I'm better than Jake, because Jake doesn't take a B12, and his B12 levels are probably really shitty, so, I am better than Jake. Thank you.
Yeah, wait, was that in your video?
What video?
I'm sorry, or your podcast or something?
I don't remember. Like, don't ask me about anything.
No, you definitely put that in there. No, Nicole sent Little People, Big World after me. Do you remember that show?
Yeah, I loved it.
Oh my gosh, I used to love that show. They had this trebuchet. Do you know what that is?
No.
It's like a catapult, but different. And they were like launching pumpkins across the thing, and one of the guys got like hit with like, there's like a big rock.
That was like, definitely planned by
TLC.
He's
on the end so that it... I feel like it was, but, like, he got, like, stitches in his head or whatever.
That, oh my god.
But, yeah, it was definitely all CGI, Nicole.
Jeff. Have you seen Jeff Wittick's,
was that his name?
His documentary that he's doing on YouTube?
No. Is it about Little People, Big World?
No.
Wait, I thought he was canceled.
I don't think people, like, really canceled him. I think he, like, tried to redeem himself. Like, he was like, I fucked up, I shouldn't have spoken out
and
about
this. And failed?
You should watch it. You should watch it. I'm not, like, in support of
him
or whatever.
I watched part of the Frenemies episode, and it was uncomfortable.
Oh, well, yes. But he's, like, come forth, and he was like, you guys were right. I should not have made a video, especially after I had surgery. And I definitely should not have spoken out about something that barely involved me. And I probably should have read an article that cost $1 to read, but I didn't want to pay the paywall. No, he did a documentary on how he got his eye injury, and it was from David Dobrik. You didn't know about this?
What eye injury?
His, like, entire... What? Where have you been?
I just don't care about these people.
It's
Is that
not
bad?
That I... It's... I have...
I love that you are so into this parasocial relationship between you and Jeff and a bunch of people.
Oh, my goodness. You have a life. I don't. I also used to be really big fans of the vlog... Or I used to be a really big fan of the Vlog Squad. And, like, that kind of stuff interests me because I had no idea what happened, and it was, like, such a huge speculation. But essentially, do you know what an excavator is?
Yes, at, like, a dig site.
Why do you look like your body just got possessed by, like, you watch back the
Every
video?
Every time I zone out, Nicole's like, you're possessed, when really, in reality, I just dissociate.
Yeah, but I just didn't like
also,
that.
Also, can I just say, Nicole always says this when there's, like, drama, is that she goes, and then, like, a bunch of people came forth.
What
like,
do
she's,
else
like,
do you want me
Darth
to say?
Darth Vader or something. She's like, come forth. Like, it's come forward, Nicole. People come forward. They don't come forth. Jesus. We're not in the ancient Roman times.
Is that, like, true? Am I saying things wrong?
Yes. Nobody says come forth. Nobody says that. Well, now I'm You're the only person who says come forth, and it sounds so medieval and weird.
Well, now it just makes me really insecure and kind of sad that you say that because English isn't my first language, so that's just kind of hard to hear. Oh, my gosh. You could have said that in a nicer way, Jake. Anyway, Jeff got hit, but, like, David Dobrik wouldn't stop. Like, the excavator just stopped. He hit his head really, really hard, and he, like, his eye almost got cut in half, and he has, like, traumatic brain injury, and he, like, has to go through many surgeries, and he has, like, double vision for the rest of his life, and he has to go through surgeries all the time, and, like, David is paying for everything, but David, like, ghosted him, like, does not really associate with him anymore, and Jeff is left with, like, these traumatic injuries, and everyone thought that David Dobrik wasn't uploading throughout the pandemic, when in reality, this was supposed to be for a David vlog. Like, all of that entire thing that happened, because they were all, like, stunts for David's vlog, and the reason everyone thought that he wasn't uploading because he wanted to be safe about COVID, when in reality, the reason that he's not uploading is because he almost killed his friend, and then he, like, bought a $9 million house.
Wait, this was recently?
Like, June 2020. But, like, Jeff has been still, like, suffering the consequences. Whoa. And he still is going through surgery and everything. But yeah, I recommend watching the documentary because it's actually very, like, well done. And
a whole documentary about
it's
that?
It's, like, 10 like minutes. They're 10 video. Minutes each, and there's, like, 3 episodes so far.
Oh, so it is on YouTube?
It is on YouTube.
Nice. Interesting. Yikes. So David Dobrik, again, confirmed to be a bad person.
Yes.
Sad. Well, not really sad.
Sad because everyone was a fan of him.
Yeah. At least we still have Mr. Beast.
Yeah.
Someone who I truly have not watched a single video.
I watched one video of his because it's Alex's World, wasn't it? Are you looking for more things?
Oh, yeah, did you want me to find more? I didn't think that you cared about this that much.
Oh, I like it.
Oh, okay. What's your Starbucks order? Nicole already answered that, kind of. But do you order the same thing every time you go to Starbucks? Do people do that?
I feel like Starbucks. I don't go to Starbucks enough. I go to Starbucks probably, like, 3 to 4 times a year. Like, I don't go. I used to get the vanilla bean coconut milk lattes, and it was like vanilla bean powder, but apparently they don't have it anymore, and I also can't drink coffee anymore unless it's decaf. So I mean, I can get decaf, but I just don't choose to get anything at all, so I guess I just don't have one. Sorry.
Oh, okay. My Starbucks order is just a pineapple matcha or a strawberry acai refresher.
They have a pineapple virgin, matcha?
So that I have to... Yeah, they have like a pineapple, cold pineapple matcha latte drink type thing with coconut milk.
Oh, delicious. I didn't know that.
Yeah, you should try it. I think it's good. It's not too sweet, which is nice.
Every single time that I go through a Starbucks drive-thru and it's any man who is like excited to work there, my mom always goes, oh, Jake. Like today when we were going through the drive-thru and the guy was just being nice and my mom was like, that sounds like Jake. And I was like, he was just excited. Like, that was literally it. Like, he was just excited to be there and was just kind to us. Like, that one time I was in a video with you. Or not a video with you, but you know, the Starbucks guy. And everyone was like, is that Jake?
Well, what does your, like, service voice sound like, Nicole?
Hi, what can I get served for you today at Chipotle? White or brown rice? Black or pinto beans?
Is that real? Is that how you actually would talk to people at Chipotle? That's insane, because mine is like, hey, how you doing? Find everything you needed today? Oh my gosh, awesome.
I go like Siri
and then mode. Like, oh, really? Oh, see, like, I feel like I give way more inflection when I'm at work.
Any chips or drinks? Great, your total today is going to be 721.
I feel like you would work at like an Ulta really well.
Hi, ladies.
Like, Looking for a mascara?
Are you looking for anything? Not that you need it. You're perfect just the way that you are. Okay, just let me know.
Do they say that there?
No. They say, fuck you, ugly bitch. You need this foundation. Coverage. Matte finish. Don't ever show your face.
Let me help you find your color.
Thank God that we have masks so that we can't see your whole face. But you need something for that fucking forehead.
No, I thought they were nice at Ulta.
It's not that they're mean, but, like, I went to an Ulta when I was breaking out really badly, but it was mainly from me picking out my skin. Like, I would sit and pick it at my skin for, like, hours in front of the mirror until I would make it bleed. So then I would break out even more. Anyway, I just, like, was going through it. And this was, like,
I used to do that, too.
Yes. And this was when I lived at the, well, it doesn't matter. They don't know where we lived. The Nest. When we were RAs together.
We said it last time,
too. I know. Not that anyone remembers. They're like, oh, yes, the time that Nicole and Jake lived at the Nest. Oh, right. And I went into Ulta with my mom when I was visiting home for the weekend because I was working at Chipotle. And I go into Ulta and the woman goes, do you guys need any help? Do you guys need anything? And she was like an older woman. And I said, no, we're okay. She goes, okay, well, just let us know because we do have a special camera here today with Bare Minerals. And it can basically detect any blemishes and find a solution to, you know, fix all of this. And she did that in front of me. And I was like, hey. And then I, like, cried because I was so embarrassed. And, like,
so weird, Nicole, because I can't remember a time where your skin wasn't, like, woo,
you know? I'll send you pictures. It was definitely not woo.
Do not send me pictures.
I'll show you. Is
please do just... not send me pictures. Okay, fine. No, because, Nicole, I feel like you've always had really clear skin. Mm-mm. Not like your whole life, obviously, but since I've known you.
That's what a lot of people like comment whenever the Curology ads circulate from me. People will comment on it and they're like, I just looked through this girl's entire Instagram page and she doesn't have acne in any of them. And in my head, I'm just like, well, first of all, I posted like back before I did YouTube. I would only post on Instagram like maybe once a month. Why would I post when I'm the most insecure? And on top of that, if I am feeling insecure, why would I post without makeup? You know what I mean? Like, while some people may do that, but, like, me as a person who likes to do makeup, why would I not post photos when I feel my very best and covering it with makeup? So I understand that it probably does look like on social media that it is the best. But, like, when I was going through, like, really big breakouts, especially when I was picking at my skin, like, really, really bad, I didn't really post photos of that. Well, some people may want to, and that's fine. I just didn't feel good enough to post photos, so I just did it. And when I did post photos, I had makeup on, and, like, a lot of it. And so you wouldn't really be able to tell. And, like, iPhone camera qualities, like, blur out your skin so much. Like, especially if you take a photo, like, in the sun, your skin looks like a little, like, butter roll. So,
I feel like you ripped that right from your Curology ad.
That's why I didn't want to say Texas Roadhouse roll. That's why I was like, a little butter roll. So... yes, but I get that.
Those are delicious. Have you had a Texas Roadhouse? You haven't, because you're vegan. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to expose you like
that. It's fine. I've never been to Texas Roadhouse ever a day in my life.
That's fine, but, like, you know what they look like. They're beautiful. They're, like, little, like...
Yeah. That's another thing that people comment, like, on the ad. People are like, why would you want to look like a oily mess? Or they're like, yeah, you sure fit the part. You do look greasy. I'm like, thank you so much, because I actually do feel... really good when I feel shiny. Jake would say that to me all the time in college. He would be like, oh my god, your face is so shiny.
Nicole always looked wet in college. Like, thank you. Just like she freshly spritzed water in front of her with her little like spray bottle and walked into it.
Ah, that means a lot to me. Thank you. That's like always
the moment. I know. Yeah.
I don't like to have any type of... You'd be like, oh, good. I don't like to have any type of, like, structuring or, like, contouring on my face whatsoever. I want to look like a nice, shiny, wet orb walking around at all times.
Yeah, like a slug. A little slug.
Go slug yourself. We're going to the beach this summer. That is happening. We are getting inside of the water, and we're going to go to the beach.
Facts, Nicole. Facts. We are definitely going to the beach. You know what they say... let's go to the beach, each.
Ninky Minjaj. Ninky
Minjaj. Oh, wow. I miss Vine. I was thinking about Vine the other day. I was thinking about that Vine that everybody was quoting after Vine was dead. And it was, road work ahead. Yes. I sure hope it does. True Gooden is a legend. Oh, this has been a literal blast of a podcast. I have to use the bathroom. Sorry, babe. Let's find a little review. Reviewer.
I have to go anyway because my ears are hurting from these headphones, so I think I should just not talk to you anymore. I saw your tweet, are you okay? I was about to throw hands at Nicole and Jake for dissing the nickname Nikki, spelled N-I-K, N-I-C-K-Y, since that's the one I often go by, Angry Face. But seriously, this is yet another podcast that makes me laugh so much. I love their energy, and their reoccurring inside jokes are weaved through each episode. Keep being you. Love the podcast. And Nicole, but spelled with two C's, which I think is cooler than Nicole spelled with one C, and I'm considering changing it now.
I would agree, honestly. I think that's
but
what
honestly,
you should start
if,
doing.
Here's my advice to you. First of all, thank you so much. I'm happy that you're enjoying the podcast. Second of all, if I were you, I would go by the nickname N-I-C-C-I, because that's arguably cuter than N-I-K-K-I.
That is so messy.
Why? I think N-I-C-C, if her name is spelled N-I-C-C-O-L-E, I feel like N-I-C-C-I is a really, really cute nickname.
Oh, that's how you spell her name?
Yes, you spell
I thought she just misspelled Nicole and
no,
accidentally
no, her,
put two
her
C's.
Name is Nicole.
Oh, I love
C's.
That. You need to do that.
And I'm saying you need to spell your nickname as, don't go by N-I-C-K-Y. I know you could if you want to, but N-I-C-C-I gives it this, like, rich taste. It just
is so
like,
cool.
So, like, lush and, like.
Yeah, you are, like, classy. You are better than every Nikki on the planet if you go by that.
N-I-C-C-I versus N-I-K-K-I, I would go by N-I-C-C-I. I think that's really
love
cute.
It. That's really cool.
Don't take offense by us dissing the name Nikki, N-I-C-K-Y. I don't remember what we said about it. Don't take offense to that. Just level up.
I feel like we said that they
N-I-C-C-I.
Were like bullies or something.
That Nikki, I think I was thinking about Nikki from Orange is the New Black. I feel like that's exactly what I said last time as well.
That's probably what you said. I think I was thinking about Vicky from Fairly Odd Parents and then just with an N.
Icky Vicky, you're so sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, guys, for watching this podcast or listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Means a lot.
Yeah.
Make sure that you come back and listen to it next week again. We're here every Tuesday. And if not, you can watch the video version every Thursday on YouTube. You can also follow us on our social media pages, just at Talk Nasty Podcast on YouTube as well as Instagram. And you can follow us on our personal social medias, which are listed in the description box. Jake, thoughts?
No thoughts.
Okay, leave us a review. 5 stars if you wanna. Means a lot to us, and we like to read a review at the end of every single episode. Jake, any thoughts again? Any that came to mind? No? Okay. No. Jake has no thoughts. We have to end the podcast. I'm so sorry. Help. Jake has to pee and, like, he's starting to come back up. He might get a kidney infection. We don't want that to happen. We need
oh my
to
gosh, we do not want that.
Next week.
See
yes. So, anyway, kisses. Love you lots. Peace and blessings.
You're all amazing.
You sound like every single, like, YouTuber and TikToker right there. You guys are so amazing. I love you so much. It's, like, back in, like, 2013 when all, like, the...
Hey, tweeters.
The O2L boys would be like, you're beautiful. Don't forget like... that. Yeah.
You should do
I, that never made me, like, feel good. When an O2L boy, if Kian Lolly looked me in the camera and said, hey... You're beautiful. Don't forget that. I'd be like, you're talking to a million fucking bitches right now. I don't feel special at all, you little liar. And then he would probably go tell me
to
shave my
leg. Like, talk to me.
Yeah, exactly. Call me out personally.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, not to start beef with Kian Lolly. He seems like a great guy. Anyway. Bye, guys. Love you lots. XOXO.
Bye, guys. Love.
Just remember...
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.